Wait a moment. You say that you're from Homicide.
Well, yes. Based on a preliminary autopsy, it's clear that Jessica Cranshaw was murdered.
Oh, my God.
And what are they going to do with her killer? I mean, does he get some sort of trophy or a Pontiac convertible?
Listen, people! With Georgia taking over the lead, we've got ourselves a real shot. This show is going on! What do you say, gang? Are you with me?
You know, if we leave now, we can make that last train back to New York.
I think it's a
stop! It's clear that every one of you is in perfect physical condition, so the show must go on.
Why?
Because, as old as time itself, there's a grand theatrical tradition that the show must go on.
Forget it.
I've got a contract. You signed a contract. Go read your contract. And I will count to 10, and then I'll sue you. Yes, I'll sue you. And when I sue you, you'll never work again.
Excuse me, but who is the equity representative?
I am. Mrs. Bernstein, as equity deputy, I must warn you, any further threats and you will be brought up on charges.
Oh, shut up, Elaine!
The name is Bambi. Mother.
All right! Let's put it this way. For the backer's sake, I'm asking your permission to let the show go on.
No!
The show must go on.
Not a chance.
The show must go on.
Why?
Because I say the show must go on.
Or shit!
I can't believe I'm hearing this. I won't believe it. Putting on a musical has got to be the most fulfilling thing a person could ever hope to do. You people, you're all heroes to me.
You're a special kind of people known as show people. You live in a world of your own. The audience paid plenty to sit there and clap, hearing you sing, watching you tap. Did you know your dentist longs to be in show business? Your window washer wants to be a star. And though your analyst may never couch it that way.
Analyst couch!
You don't know how lucky you are. Some policemen and detectives dream of show business. They can't get arrested, but still. They sit around the station and fancy this life. They jeer Sherlock Holmes and cheer Mac the Knife.
Ask your cleaning lady, don't you dream of show business? To vocalize or stretch beside a bar.
Her affirmative shrug as she shampoos your rug
lets you know how lucky you are.
There's a special kind of aura around a show person.
Just ask the next waiter you meet.
He walks in fifth position, his voice is just grand.
He gives you the check, you give him a hand.
If the boys in valet parking turn to show business, they could scalp a higher ticket for your car.
And my tree surgeon now started taking a bow. A bow, get it? B-O-U-G.
Don't you know how lucky you are? We're a special kind of people known as show people. We live in a world of our own. Our days are tides and curtains, they rise and they fall. We're born every night at half hour call.
Oh.